Welcome everyone to another episode of the Nonprofit Insider Podcast. I am your host, Swim Kareem, and it's been a while since I dropped a last episode. If you haven't had a chance, go back, listen to the previous episode. Pat Adabo was on the podcast. He's out of Oregon with an organization called Oregon Adaptive Sports. Just an amazing organization. They do some really phenomenal things. So go back to episode 64, listen to that. I wanted to hop back on just 15 minutes. I wanted to keep it short, 15 minutes or less, because there's a lot going on right now. ICE is in the news a lot. Protests are in the news a lot. And to one degree or another, we're all connected, right? And a lot of the things I talk about here in the podcast are related to mainly the nonprofit space in the Western world. So I usually stick to about, you know, America, United States of America, that is. But a lot of the things that happen within the U.S. or happen to other places across the nation, it's all connected. And one of the things I've been saying for a long time since the beginning of this podcast, and honestly, even before this podcast, back when you didn't even know me, I talk nonstop about student loans. It's one of the issues that is very prevalent in a lot of American society, a lot of American families, how big student loans are part of a debt load, decision-making processes. We often hear about more and more people are not having children or having less children. Debt is a big part of that, and student loans is a big part of that conversation. And I wanted to share a little bit about getting my student loans forgiven. I haven't talked about this for someone who talks nonstop about student loans. I haven't had the time or the space to really dive into getting my student loans forgiveness or my student loans forgiven. And if you've been keeping up with the podcast, go be sure to follow us on Instagram. You can follow me on TikTok. I'm gonna put that all in the show notes. Just go ahead and look at that there. It was 4 months ago, it's June now, mid-June, 4 months ago, I was forgiven for $20,000 in student loans. Again, I didn't really talk about it at that moment in time because one of the things is when you have a new administration, you're going to see changes. But when you have the current administration we have going on, I didn't want to start talking or really... Don't count your chickens before they hatch. I didn't want to count any chickens because I'm telling you, let me give you a quick backstory here. It was coming up to the final wire. I had maybe like 118 payments. So I only had 2 payments left for public student loan forgiveness. And so that's the program that I went through. There are a couple of different other programs, but that's the one because when you work in a nonprofit space, and you do that for 10 years and you pay a monthly or you pay an installment, 120 installments while working in a nonprofit, you get your loans forgiven. That's supposed to be the plan. But with a new administration, I figured a lot of that stuff would be paused. A lot of that stuff would be rescinded. Even though that has to go through Congress, there's still a nervousness when you have an administration like the one we have that kind of came in. So when everything was really, really rocky after January 20th, 2025, I wasn't planning to have my student loans forgiven until like that first week of February. So I'm telling you, I had did my 120th payment maybe 2 weeks before President Trump took office. And like with anything, it kind of takes time to get turned around. So I was very nervous that as soon as Trump would hop into office, that my student loans would basically be... they'd be paused. They'd say no student public student loan forgiveness is no longer applicable. Any number of things. Fear can kind of come into place when you have these types of things, and we're seeing it right now with a lot of people seeing a lot of changes with student loans, seeing it with immigration status. There's a whole bunch of other things that kind of come into play. But when you get $20,000 of student loans forgiven, for one, it's a small amount in comparison to a lot of other people. But for me, it's fucking huge. It's fucking huge. It's one of the biggest moments to happen in my nonprofit career. It's a program that I don't think a lot of people truly understand, including people in the nonprofit space who haven't really taken the time to dive into it because they have other obligations. But there's an aspect of getting your loans, even if it's just a portion. And now, granted, these are all my remaining student loans. When I left college, I've told this story before. When I left college, I had about $41,000 in student loans. Over the span of 10 years, I was able to eat away at a large portion of that. But still, after 10 years, with a, I have a 6% interest on my student loans, maybe 5.8%. That's too fucking huge. And I talk nonstop about how student loans are predatory. I'm not going to get into that right now. But when you eat away at half and you still have potentially another 10, 20 years, you're paying interest, you're paying minimum payments, you have all of these things that can kind of come into play. It's like a weight is lifted off your shoulders. And for me, having those student loans taken care of, removed, just basically stripped away, it was unreal. And it's one of those things I had to spend a lot of time reading, paying attention, making sure that I wasn't dropping anything in the process, because it's very easy to, you see a lot of people that wait to the very end, they make that 120th payment and they go, okay, let me apply. And then maybe they realize their loans weren't applicable, that they missed the payment 5 years ago, they didn't work for the right organization. So this is something for me has been probably 6 years in the making. I mean, I started this process of student loan forgiveness probably back in 2015. And we had, of course, the pandemic. So there was a chance where President Joe Biden looked like he was going to be able to remove many of those student loans. But the Supreme Court shut that down. They said, nope, you can't do it. So I stuck with public student loan forgiveness. And to be completely honest, during the three-year pause, I could have actually had my student loans forgiven. But I said, you know what? I only have, what was it? At that point, I think I had maybe, I still had like 36 payments left. And I was like, no, because I don't want to pay those student loans. And then the president removes those, basically gets rid of that. That wouldn't make any sense. I knew a lot of other people during the pause who just weren't paying because you didn't know what the future hold, right? Am I going to keep my job? Am I going to keep it or lose it? Am I going to have health insurance? Am I going to keep it or lose it? And so a lot of people were pocketing that cash. And for me, I was paying $180 a month for my student loans. I know some people that are paying 3, 4, 5 times that. I mean, my brother, he took out a parent loan for my nephew, and he has to pay $560 a month. So I was on the lower end of the scale when it came to my student loans. But there's nothing about keeping them that was good. Getting rid of them was phenomenal. And I worked for that, right? Congress and the executive branch came together and said, we are going to pass this bill. If you are part of a 501c3 or if you're a part of a nonprofit organization and you work for them for 10 years, you'll get your loans forgiven because you're doing something for the greater good. And with the pay in a nonprofit space, we know it's kind of bullshit, let's be honest. With the pay that's given, that was basically my reward. You may remember a lot of people back during Vietnam, they came back and they got the GI Bill. And a lot of Black Americans said, I didn't get that GI Bill. You earned that. And a lot of people weren't given. The same applied here. For people that are in the nonprofit space, working to get these student loans forgiven. And I don't care, honestly, the fucking amount. It could be $10,000. It could be $100,000. There's no stipulation. And that transitions me to this next part, because I think one of the things you're seeing now with the new Trump administration, you're going to start seeing limitations on those things. You're going to start seeing, I don't think they're going to go away, a lot of these public student loan forgiveness, but they may say, you know what, we're going to max it out at $50,000. So we'll forgive at the $50,000, but anything over that is up to you to figure out. And it's becoming clear, and it's always been this way, but it's becoming more and more clear that quality education, higher level education, top level education, insights into whether it's engineering, medicine, law, whether it's culinary, it could be any number of things. Think of something, and reaching the highest mountaintop, so that has always been elite. But the divide is becoming even greater. Education is becoming even more elite. And it's ironic in this administration that that is something that is happening, because in a lot of respects, the idea of the common man is something that's at the forefront of a lot of leaders in government right now, especially in the executive branch. And yet, if you look at a lot of those leaders, you'll see Harvard, Princeton, Stanford. You'll see a couple of smaller colleges, of course. But at some of the highest levels, those individuals get some of the highest forms of education. And for people, and look, I have a lot of qualms about student loans. There's no doubt about it. But for a lot of people to get to those higher levels, you have to take out a lot of loans. And that's why I don't, and for me, I never think, or I never view loans as necessarily evil, per se. But the way it's constructed in the system that we have is predatory. No one can deny that. I don't care if you work for Mohila. I don't care if you work for the Department of Education. I don't care if you work for Visa credit card company, private loans. I don't care if you work for Villanova University. You can work for an elite university, community college. You have to acknowledge that the system that is set up with student loans is absolutely trifling. It's never trifling. I'm on Reddit a lot. I saw a Reddit post of someone who said that, hey, I want to, I'm thinking about taking out $600,000 to go to dental school, and it would come with a 9% interest rate. Is that as bad as people say it is? And everyone 100% said, it was like 99% said, that is an absolutely terrible idea. That is a terrible idea. And I'd agree with that. Taking out more than $500,000 of loans at 9% interest rate, even if you go to school for 3 years to be a dentist, 4 years to be a dentist, and you're given, even if you're given 2 years after leaving college to start paying those loans back and there's no interest rates during that time, that's still a lot of freaking money. I mean, a student loan, a $600,000 at 9%, if you paid it off in 30 years, you're talking about monthly payments of $4,700. That's not to say dentists don't make good money, right? They can make good bank. There's no doubt about it. But that's asinine. That's asinine. If that is what's the undercurrent, the underbelly of what's happening in education right now. Because, and again, like I said, this is something that's been happening forever. But if you want to, whether you're lower class, middle class, hell, honestly, even if you're upper class, quote unquote, and you want to go to dental school, you want to go to medical school, you want to be a lawyer, and you have to take out all those loans, that doesn't benefit society as a whole. And at the interest rates that you're seeing, it's absolutely terrible. So for me, getting rid of those student loans has been absolutely phenomenal. And I wasn't even, like I said, I wasn't even paying that much monthly. I think prior to the pandemic, I was paying about $170 a month. And then after the pandemic, I was paying, I was paying $120 a month, $130 a month. That's gone. I don't have to pay it anymore. That's money that I've actually been using to invest. I didn't take that money. And I think that's something that a lot of people think. Oh, if you pay these student loans, you know, it's just going to be money to buy avocado toast. Fuck you. A lot of that money that I've been saving, I'm just using it for other things, other bills, right? Putting away into future college funds for my son, ironically enough, investing that cash. So you use that money and you use it in other ways, because when I've been paying that much for that long, I know people who have paid their student loans principal, but they can't catch up because they're still trying to pay the interest. Make it make sense, people. Make it make sense. My credit score went up dramatically. Pulled that credit report, looked at it, it's gone, not there anymore. So over the span of just 4 years, having those $20,000 student loans, it really has allowed me to pay less bills, better credit score. The future just looks a little bit brighter. And that's something I want for a lot of the other people that aren't given that opportunity. Be sure to listen to other episodes of the Nonprofit Insider Podcast. I'm going to try to post a little bit more. I know I'm behind, I got to get more guests. There's just so much happening that I just got an accountability partner. I'll be talking about that in future episodes. We'll see you later.